guess sometimes it's hard to comprehend. You know, being Jewish, it's something that we don't do. We don't seek out health in that form. A lot secretly do, don't get me wrong. And so I'm here talking about it today because today I had therapy. And sitting down with her, she's super fabulous, by the way. She is a rock star of a human being. And so she helps me work through some things when I get frustrated or I feel a little overwhelmed by like something I may hear or maybe a conversation I got into. Just those relatable moments where we feel like we need to talk about them because we just don't feel like we've been heard in whatever the scenario was, right? So I was telling her today about a story that had me quite upset. And I don't really want to mention it just yet. Maybe on Monday we can get into it more when Alice is back. But it's a conversation that had upset me because it is, I consider, information that is propaganda. And it can hurt people that are highly impressionable and maybe searching for something and maybe a little lost. And they come across this and, oh, it sounds so great. Everything is so fabulous. Well, let me tell you something. I'm waiting for fabulous to happen, being a trans woman. I don't know what world you live in where you confess about all this glamour. I'm not a pinup doll. You know, I'm not a pin cushion. I'm not something to gawk at. I don't think any trans girl should be something to gawk at. But I'm trying to understand this, oh, it's so fabulous ideology. And I think you guys know that. If you don't, well, here it is. And so I had this conversation with my therapist today about something that had upset me greatly in context of what I just said. And I said I wasn't going to go into it. But I'll say, okay, let me say this. Someone was saying some things that are very propagandist in nature and building up this element of glamour or something to our lives. Like you should run up and get an autograph from us or something. And this individual lives and breathes for a medical journal to convince them and tell them they're everything they want to be. And there's no convincing this person otherwise that I've ran into. And I have decided to name this person Twiggy fucking Star. Or just Twiggy Star, whichever you want. I do try to leave my F-bombs out, but lately I just can't have a clean mouth because people are irritating me. And so Twiggy Star, who professes to know everything because they have a medical thesaurus they walk around with, made some comparisons between trans women and women. And straight up, it pissed me off. Because what I heard was you're watering down the experience that is a biological female. You know, the female experience. Well, we have our experience, that's true. But you're watering down the element that is a biological woman. They made a statement like, well, women have Adam's apples. And while technically true, because that's part of our anatomy as humans, it controls voice, pitch, your vocal cords. It's attached to all that. It is in no way, shape, or form the dynamic of a man's Adam's apple. So no, they're not the same. And this idea that Twiggy Star had, the second one, was, as trans women, we have the same minds as women. And I find a huge amount of problems with this. One, because it's a crock of shit, number one, I'm just saying. Number two, women don't even have women's minds until they become women. And it's interesting because, as I was telling my therapist, which is a woman, you, as a child, as an adolescent, you're not the same as you are as a young adult. So, you know, in your teenage years. And then as a woman, in your 20s, high 20s, you know, going into 30s, you're definitely not the same thing you were, let's say, 10 years ago. Let's say you're 23. You're definitely not the same person you was at 13 years old. your mind is not the same. It doesn't work the same. It has a maturity. And so when Twiggy Starr is saying, essentially, let's erase the variations of difference that is between men and women, I had a huge problem with that. And because I respect the individual that was running the particular group at the time, I chose not to, you know, dumb it down and cross the tracks and talk to her the way I really wanted to. Because she's an idiot. And you'll do anything that you can to convince yourself that you're morally superior in every way, and that a biological woman does not or should not in some way outrank you, I guess. I don't like that ideology. It makes me scream in my own head. I don't have enough Tylenol for it. And I just couldn't help but wonder, do you know the damage that can do to someone that's impressionable, that may be feeling lost, jaded, or confused, or searching for something? Because, you know, as kids and teenagers, oh my God, as teenagers, we are constantly looking for ways to reevaluate ourselves, reboot ourselves, rebuild an image and create something else, which is usually ends up making us look stupid because everybody knows we're trying to be something that we haven't been. And so I feel like I just have huge problems, you know, with those kinds of things, because to me, that is propaganda. Because when your mental health comes into play, and you begin to realize that you've got to have some mental wellness, it's important that you don't have agenda or propaganda thrown in your face. Everything has to be organic, like I told my therapist. When you're trans, it should be truly organic. It should come from your heart. You secretly know it, but you need to discover it yourself. And for those that don't understand that, it's like being in school, trying to be a cool kid, and it's just not working. And maybe you'll try something else, and you're just making yourself look sillier. You know what I mean? So don't act like you don't, because we've all done it. I did it when I was a kid. God help me, I did it when I was a kid. Men do it. Girls do it. We all do it. And somehow a label seems to find us. You know, my therapist, I'll share this with you. My therapist, she used to play volleyball, right? So I was doing this example with her. So check this out. So here's what I did. We were talking about her, and I said, you played volleyball. Okay, that's a pretty physical sport, takes a lot out of you. You know, you're super fit. You know, some girls, you know, may just have shorter hair or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's a bit aggressive, you know, because it's that sport. And women can be pretty, aggressive and in tune with themselves when it comes to competition. Women are no different sometimes when it comes to competition. I mean, they're vultures. And she was agreeing with me. She's like, oh yeah, I had girls on my team. They were vultures about competition. I'm like, exactly. So then I got up and I walked over. And you always listen to this. And I turned off the light switch. And then I said, oh, I'm an electrician now. Then I went down and I touched her shoe. Oh, I'm a shoe expert now. Then I moved the chair that I was sitting in. I'm a furniture mover now. Do y'all see where I'm going with this? At what point does it stop? At what point does it come into play where we stop trying to convince ourselves, certainly not myself, because I don't need to be convinced of anything, that this is utter madness that is happening? Because you touch on something, because you turn off, you know, a wall switch, that doesn't make you an electrician. Just because I moved a chair doesn't make me a furniture mover. So at what point does it stop, where this watering down effect of the nature and the being of women quits? Like, I'm getting really, really tired of it, to the point where I am mentally exhausted from trying to wrap my head around it. And I have chosen with this podcast to have these arguments and to have these discussions, and I'm okay with it. But I'm trying to say is, where's the mental health, the wellness, sorry, my tongue, man, I'll tell you what, That's my leftover COVID. Sometimes my tongue doesn't like to work. Sorry about that. But at what point and when do we say, okay, hold on, enough is enough? You don't, if you have to constantly pick at women and pick them apart, you're the problem. And you might want to get reevaluated mentally before you worry about any more estrogen treatment. Because there's something physically wrong with you mentally when all you do is have to conflate yourself and finding similarities between you and biological women, that it does not exist. It doesn't happen. Just like I just said in the episode, and I was explosive, and I meant to be, so I'm not making any apologies. Nobody will get me to apologize about shit. Let me be clear. You cannot continue to have this conversation towards women and name names for them, come up with new names for them, such as chest feeder or birthing person, or, you know, and all these other things, and think that's okay. So it comes back to this mental wellness that I'm talking about, because I'm really getting concerned about the mental stability of these individuals that are out here screaming from the rooftops that they're something. If you're something, then why are you screaming? Who is it you're trying to convince exactly? It makes me wonder. And I know everybody else is tired of it. But overall, I am talking about mental health and the importance of it. I know some people cringe at it. They're like, oh, that word. And I get it. But sometimes you just got to be with someone that's in the middle that can see your perspective and try to help you get through it and understand it. Because sometimes if you don't, you're just going to go crazy. There is better solutions to handling endeavors that we come across in life. And sometimes it's sitting in a chair for an hour with someone every week or every 2 weeks, every month, maybe, I don't know, to get that help that you're looking for. Because sometimes you just need to explode to someone that understands it and says, okay, wow, there's a lot of emotion in what you're saying that's really bothering you. And finally, you can just kind of throw your hands up in the air and be like, yes, it is. I need help. And that's okay to say. Especially, you know, when you're trying to be on a platform and you're doing things like this and seeing these debates and listening to these debates and hearing these debates, and we see what's going on in our society. That would be thunder, by the way, if you can hear it. We got a pretty good storm going right now. It's kind of poetic, really, this episode and the thunder. They look good together. That's just my opinion. But we really do all have to offer ourselves the chance to have some wellness mentally. Check out, get away from people. Go for a walk in the woods. As long as it's not thundering and lightning, go out and play in the rain. You know, I even told my therapist today, I said, it's kind of like when you were a teenager and you'll hear a certain song and, you know, you're an adult now and it comes on and you just get on the bed and jump around, you know, and you just start singing and you feel like a girl again. Annie Lennox has a song called 17 Again. I listen to it often because sometimes, as chaotic as that time of my life was, oh God, sometimes you just want to be 17 and on the outside and be away from everyone. It happens like that, and that's okay. It's okay to say, I need to check out. I can't do this right now. It's okay. Because we have to be able to have a future, to take more steps forward, we have to be able to do that. And sometimes you just have to do it. You have to get to that point. Stop being nice. Back off. I need a break. And if you're a mother, it's a whole other story. And I'm sorry that people try to water down your effect on society as a whole. I can't help but say that. Because it's how I feel. because the women in my life I love, my mother, Alice, my aunt, my favorite lady that does my eyelashes, our new friend Gypsy, I adore her. She's just absolutely an astonishing human being. You'll get to meet her one day. But there's just so much out there that we all need help with. And for me, the love I get from these women, oh, I left out someone, but I didn't leave them out. She is interesting. I call her, she is 60 and happening. That's what I call her. Because she is, you know, that age, but she is happening. And I love her for it. She loves my crazy. But she became my friend. And I love all these women because they're interesting. They all have different depths, different characters, different feelings, different moods. But yet we all have that same mood. You know that one mood. Yeah, that's universal. We all have it. And their effect on me has been so positive and overwhelming. Especially for Alice, because I couldn't imagine not having her in my life. There's a rhythm to her and a warmth that I love the most. I don't discuss my own personal relationships with men on here because it's just not something I want to do. I do have a lot of guy friends, and I love them for the dudes that they are. They're very pragmatic. Guys are simple. They're a lot of fun. But it's just the energy that I get from these people in my life that do astonishing things for me. And I love them for equally, and I love them all for the different reasons that is their character. Because we're all characters. We're all different. The world would be stale if we were all the same, wouldn't it? I'm just saying. But we have to approach everybody differently, that's for sure. And that's okay too, because we all are characters. In our own book, in our own mind, in our own world, the people around us. We're all a different character to everybody. We may act a little bit more crazy with one person than we do the other. We may play jokes on one more than we do the other because, you know, they're not with the jokes and the games. But we have that one friend that is. I have them. My Aunt Connie, I have to tell you this. We have a game with a potato. I know it's the stupidest thing you've ever heard, but it's true. I hide it in clever places and she finds it. And when she finds it, we laugh about it and it's funny because it's in the most obnoxious places. And then she hides it on me and I find it in obnoxious places. I just had to share that with you. And it's fun. And it's over a stupid potato that was left on the counter. I know. But it tickles me. And we're still doing it. We're on our second potato though, because the first one, it was getting kind of gnarly. We had to get a new potato. And, but it's these moments that make our lives incredible, suitable for us even. Let's say that. We all have our own rhythm and our own stroke of pizzazz and drama and liveliness, because we're all different as people. We're all different as women. Men, they're different too. I know they all look the same, but they are all different. You just have to understand men, and they are all different. But God, they're a pain in the ass sometimes. We can be real about that. And I feel like there's an appreciation that has to be for everyone around us as part of our mental health. And if you think about and the reflection of those friendships, each and every individual one is instinctively part of your DNA now, because you can act differently with each of them. And that's the fun part. So it is about mental health and wellness, because our wellness is about the people we're attached to, the goodness that we give them and the goodness they give us. And I am referring to real friendships, not chicks that go around and fuck their best friend's dude. No, you're not a good chick. You should be put on a stake and burned. I'm just saying. So I'm definitely not appealing to you, and you know who you are. Or smile on a chick's face and go back and tell everybody how fat you think she looks now. Have you looked at yourself lately? Oh, okay. I thought so. But anyway, I just really wanted to do that about wellness today and our health. It is so important and critical that you treat yourself to treating yourself. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter. You have to find that element in your life to be able to have someone. You ain't got to tell everybody. It's not front page news. But you have that secret sauce in your life that does help you level yourself out. And you got to reflect sometimes on people around you. Too many people around you, yeah, it causes roaches. I'm just saying. So be careful how many people you put around you and say, these are all my friends. No, they're not. They can't be. They can't be. That's just facts. And I feel like we all gravitate towards something, and sometimes we gravitate towards something that hurts us, right? It's not necessarily instinctively, but maybe there's something about us that's damaged. And it's not beyond repair, but it's damaged, and therefore we can't see what we maybe should be seeing until it's too late and we've been horribly hurt or misled or abused. You know, I say abused, and it's interesting that I said it now. You know, when I published the podcast episode about the erosion of the I-40 corridor, I wasn't done. And I know maybe some people have been wondering where it is. It's not done. And I want to tell you why. It's not finished because some things have changed on it, and it has turned drastically bad. And there's so much more to it that I can't currently comment on. Particular people are now coming into the fold. That involves the legal system, and that's all I'm going to say. And people have, in fact, been used. They've been lied to. They've been deceived. And so as I continue the story, when we come back to it, as I continue it, I'll have the chance to begin to tell you everything. But first, there's other things that have to be done, so I can't finish the story with you right now, as much as I want to. And I want you guys to hear Dana's story about surviving the flood. But other things have taken place as I follow along the story. And so I can't share any more with you right now, as much as I want to. But it's coming. Just hang in there, because it's coming. Dana will get her just dues to be able to say how she survived. And so will other people. We just have to hang on a little bit longer. Matter of fact, I leave for North Carolina on the 30th. Of this month to go back down there and begin to do some more work and gather more pieces of the story and work with some other individuals. And so I'll be able to give you more. And I've also decided to begin to give more myself and tell more stories about me. And I know I haven't done that. I had to contemplate that a lot first. But I feel like maybe some of these stories will help people. We have other stories we're researching, such as sitting down with someone that works in rescue and recovery for addicts and what it's like working with them. And when they hit rock bottom, what happens and if their lives can be saved. That's something that we're working on getting together so we can do that episode with a couple individuals for people that are out there that may know people that are addicted, unfortunately, to drugs. And I have my own story of that. Not me myself. Not me. That's a road I've never had to travel. I thank God for that. But I've had to go down that road with some people in my life. And I will share it. Just give me time. And for those that do have those people in your life, you know exactly what I mean when I say it just takes time to be able to share that. And I'm becoming more comfortable with the microphone and myself. And I don't know if anybody knows this. I don't know if I've said it, but I'm on a mission. And I'm on this mission to expose the good and the bad, who's lied and who hasn't, when it comes to gender ideology and the trans cultish movement. I've been having conversations with new people, and we come into agreement on quite a few things, not everything, because we're all human, but we're coming into agreement on some few things, and I'm hoping to be able to work with her to continue to dispel some things, myths, rumors, the lies that mainstream media tells, and how they paint people and they make them look. And I'm working on that. So I have a vision, and I started a GoFundMe to propel me to be able to get out there and be more vocal and to take that money and spend it to go places and do things, because my intention is to sit before Congress and testify about the truth and the not-so-truth, the manipulation and the art of manipulation caused by individual groups that have infused themselves into a movement and are making girls like myself incredibly, we are looking incredibly bad to some people. I can't fix everything at once, and I cannot do it alone. So I ask everybody here to support. We have a lot of Indiana listeners, and I cannot tell you how much that means to me. I so much appreciate you. Shout out to Washington State. Shout out to Missouri. Shout out to our listeners in Russia. Yeah, we have those. So hi. Shout out to you. And thank you for following along. But I will ask you this. Support Media Labs. Become a member. I have a goal. If we can just get 50 of you out there to become members, the difference that you would make in $5 a month is extraordinary. And it gives me the ability to travel and do stories. You know, this summer, I'm headed to an old stomping ground of mine. Her name is Houston, Texas. And I'm going to do interviews with the girls there that are on the street that work those kind of particular jobs. Hopefully I can get inside the jail and do some interviews with some of the girls that are locked up. And I'm going to share those interviews with you. And I'm going to show you another world that very few have ever seen, unless you're from a city called Houston. Because I am from it. I worked it. And I'm going to share those years with you in that time and those stories. And I plan on going to Houston towards the end of the summer. August is the month of my birth. And so I'm planning on doing it afterwards. But the support that you give, if 50 of you would come forward, and we just start there, 50 of you. Doesn't matter where you're from, Washington, Indiana, Missouri, Illinois, everyone. It begins to raise money set aside to do these trips. And let me share you this story of these incredibly, what's the word I'm looking for? Dynamic people that I come across. Their lives are their own. You don't have to agree with what they're doing or how they're doing it, but their lives are their own, and they have stories, because I have those stories. And I want to share them with people. And I need your help. So you can head over to our Patreon. The link should be at the bottom if you're on iTunes. It should be at the very bottom. Just look for Patreon. And then if you're on Spotify, I'm not really sure where it's at exactly on there, but I am trying to find out so that I can guide people better. But my first goal is just 50 of you to become those members. Alice and I are working really hard. It's just life has gotten in the way lately to get the episode done. And to give you that extra content, also inside of the Patreon will be shows that we're talking about doing upcoming. So we're a little bit more free in what we say, because we are planning out what we're going to do. And we want to hear more from you guys. If you guys have topics or a question and you want to post it on our TikTok, do that. Alice will see it and maybe we'll pick your topic and, you know, we'll try to answer your question in a show. And we can announce that on the Patreon, letting everyone know that that's the new topic that we picked, which is maybe one of yours. Even if it's loaded, that's okay. Just bring us what you think you have and we'll do it. You are actively then supporting the ability for me to travel more and do more. It's going to be truly exciting the end of this month, going back to North Carolina. I have an announcement of my own to make down there when I get there, but to also work with these women to get them out of the environments that they're in, because they are being incredibly abused. And we are planning on doing something to raise money for these women. I don't want to announce it now because we're not there, but we do plan on creating something to raise money for these women to get them out of these situations. I ask that you stay tuned and stay here and listen. We'll announce it on our TikTok when we do, and probably Facebook. And then we'll talk about it here. And Alice is super soaked about what we're wanting to do. She stands behind me 100% about what we're doing. She knows the details. And so she's like, absolutely, go crush it. So that's what I'm going to do. She loves me a little bit. I know it. And she'll probably hear this episode. She'll probably deny it, but she loves me a little bit. Yeah. She don't love anybody else, but I know she loves me. I'm just saying. And to my therapist, thank you for today. I know you're listening. And thank you for letting me sort it out. I want to thank everyone that listens. Indiana, I love you to pieces for all of the support you have been doing and the listening. I see the numbers. I cannot tell you enough what it means. Thank you, Indiana. And everyone else. Washington, you're coming through pretty good. So I don't know. You're almost giving Indiana a run for their money on listening. So let's keep all that up and the momentum. And let's create something here. And like I said, my first goal is 50 of you to become members on Patreon. And I just ask, if you think what you're listening to is worth $5, go ahead. You get 7 days free. What do you have to lose? And you get to support. And I know everybody's got bills to pay, so that's why we only ask for $5. And then everything that we raise, I match with my own money. So everyone knows, you know, I'm going to match whatever, you know, that we have in membership. So that'll be something, you know, you can chew on as well. I want to thank all of you for listening. Everyone that does, to the dudes that I have that listen, thank you for being here and listening and checking it out. Thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. I thank everyone, both Alice and I both do, for keeping it clean, and not being messy. Because remember, I can report those to the Detective Bureau here. So don't play with me on that. So let's keep doing what we're doing. I hope everyone understands this episode about health and wellness, and you look inside yourself to say, I can do that too, because it's important, because it's you. And I want to see everybody have a good mental health check day for themselves every day. Find it and it's okay. Sort yourself out. And if you have any other thoughts of anything else, please contact the proper people with all of those questions. And seek out the help that you need. I thank you for being here today. I'm Chronicles, and this is Media Labs.